Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by a special guest, Mr. Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
Waka waka.
He's here.
I'm here.
All right, good. You got the shoe in.
Yeah.
What do you call that, a ringer?
They call me in when somebody's sick. I don't think it's it's the substitute teacher. It's not the ringer.
It's the substitute. Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, listen, I'm glad you're here. You were just out in the other room. I was watching you guys. They were doing all the exercise library videos for Semi-Private Pro. How many did you get done?
We got through like 110, I think.
And how many more you still have?
Like another 65 or so. So we just keep adding exercises and then they don't have videos. So we got to just do like,
probably once a quarter from now on.
Yeah. A lot of the gyms they'll just like shoot them on an iPhone little by little, but.
And upload for themselves.
For themselves.
So just so you guys are clear, Semi-Private Pro is a software we developed here for Legacy to deliver semi-private training, and the exercises all have videos with them. But as we've developed it over the years, we've been adding workout or exercises to the library, but there's been no video.
Yeah.
So we had to catch up.
Yeah. Well, the end of December, we just revamped a bunch of stuff and added a ton of new exercise and stuff to it. So for our programming here, and that was all going to everybody's app. So now we got all the videos we got to drop in there.
Check it out, semiprivatepro.com. Quick plug. So,
hey.
All right. So I got this is a good topic because this is true for every single gym out there. Every single gym is going to face this probably right now or at some point, where you have to make a decision. Okay. So we're talking about the unattractive solution. Okay. So that's what we call it this episode, unattractive solution. When it comes to marketing and ad copy, videos, whatever your program's called, it all has to have a theme of what the consumer might feel is simple, attainable, easy, whatever, versus what is the truth. Okay. So what do I mean by that? We know if you do fitness the right way, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifelong commitment. There is no quick fixes. There are no silver bullets. It's delayed gratification. It's discipline. It's pain. It's soreness. It's like, you know, could be injury. Some, you know, like there's all these things that are negative. But we know as fitness professionals and yourself, like, and everybody listening, it's like, that's the way it is. But to the consumer, nobody wants to sign up for that. So you can't say that in your ads. You have to say it's simple, fun, effective, short, quick, easy, all of the adjectives that go with, oh, I might as well try it. It's super simple. And so I had a call with one of our Iron Circle members where she's working with an ad agency, and she sent me the copy, and she goes, I don't know why I don't like this ad copy. Maybe because it's not true. She goes, you know, in the copy, it said, you know, short, fun, effective workouts. She goes, our workouts aren't short. They're not fun. They're hard. They're not easy. They're effective. But like the way they're positioning this, it sounds like it's like there's no big deal here. And so I had to like explain what I'm explaining here on this podcast to everybody. It's like the reason is if you were to put grueling, hard, dead, you know, freaking gnarly workouts where you're going to be sore and get delayed gratification, we hope you get results over some time, then nobody's going to come in.
Yeah.
And the way I kind of got her off the ledge here was like, listen, if you say that, nobody's coming in. You don't have a chance. At least if you say that they're fun and effective and short and quick and all these things that somebody might say, yeah, I'll sign up for that. By the time they come in and meet with you, they're going to forget half of that stuff anyway, probably all of it. And before they sign up, you're going to tell them the truth anyway. So they have a decision to make then. But if you say it the other way, you never even have an opportunity. And so every gym out there is like, yeah, I can't say rapid fat loss because it's not rapid. But you have to, because if you don't, you're not going to get anybody to show up. So
yeah. Well, one thing that I like to tell like all of the directors, and when we're doing a conversion system training, is you have home field advantage and you get to control the narrative. So when we, you know, in a consultation, we introduce our USP, our unique selling proposition. And my criteria for USP is that it has to be a solution that instills confidence, is easy to follow, and delivers timely results. So those four things, right? Confidence, solution, confidence, easy, and timely. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, we can wordsmith this. We can control the narrative. We have to make sure that what we're explaining is going to solve the prospect's problem, right? We have to make sure it instills confidence that not only in our ability to deliver it, but their ability to follow it, mm-hmm. right? It has to be easy. And then what do results really mean? What kind of results are we talking about? We can basically say like, hey, right out of the gate, you're going to leave feeling euphoric after your first workout, right? You're going to leave feeling really good. By the end of your first week, yes, you're going to be a little bit sore, but your energy levels are going to start to uptick and you're going to start to notice like, think like you just have more energy throughout the day. You're mentally a little bit clearer, and we can highlight all of these kind of key things. So it's not even necessarily that we're lying to them in the ad copy.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It depends on your market a little bit. Maybe the hard, grueling, sucky you're going to throw up after this will appeal to a certain market of people. But for most training gyms, if we said that, it's our cost per lead is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, it's going to skyrocket.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply. And it's funny because you're, as a trainer, gym owner, or whatever that knows the truth, you have a conundrum. You're like, do I say this just to get people to opt in and show up, but not really telling the truth? That's where she was stuck. Like she has this, yeah. She has morals. Go figure. She's got morals, and she's like, well, I can't say that because it's not true. Well, the honest truth about that is you could say anything you want, get them to show up, and then you can decide that you're going to tell them the truth eventually, right? At the consultation.
Yeah.
So you can't, and I'm the same way. I had a tough time with this too. Like, this isn't really what we're talking about here. So I guess my advice is this: you have to say things to the market in a broad sense that make it seem simplistic, easy. I can attain that. It's almost guaranteed. I have no risk. All of the things that make a great offer, in order to even get a chance. And if you never get a chance, you can't help anybody. And this is a business. So therefore, say what you need to say to get somebody in to come in. one, they're not going to remember it anyway. And two, you get the chance and they're going to, you're going to tell them the way the program works anyway before they sign up. They're not signing up online. So really, where's the foul here? I don't know.
Well, and I don't think anybody, I mean, I do hundreds of consultations a year. Nobody really comes in with like, okay, tell me how easy this workout's going to be. Like, that's not really their,
right.
They're coming in. They know they need help. They know they need to work out. And really what most people are concerned about is that they're like, hey, I need to start slow. I haven't been working out in a really long time. I need to start slow. And so it's not necessarily like, hey, our program is going to be so easy that you're not going to even sweat. Yeah. It's just like, hey, we're going to hold your hand. We're going to gradually progress you, you know, step by step. You're going to feel good the whole time. We're not going to just crush you. But even like the images for ads, you know, like when we go to do an image, we take a picture inside of our gym and it's never somebody like just with pain on their face, just, you know,
they're happy
on their 19th rep. It's no, there's them smiling, high fiving a coach. Like it's, you know,
it's the perception of ease and grace and fun.
Yes, exactly.
So here's a question for you. You said almost everybody says they come in, I need to start slow. Well, it's because they're nervous, right? Like I haven't worked out in a while. That might be something good to put in the ad, honestly. If that's what they're saying when they come in, like how many people would you say out of 10 would say once they decide to move forward, hey, I can't go balls out. I got to start slow.
Well, it all depends on your target market. But I mean, our ads are targeted towards people that are 40 plus. A lot of those people have been working out and the ones, you know, it kind of, I would say it increases per decade. So you got the 40 group, you got the 50 group, you got the 60 and over group. And like, as that goes up, so does the percentage of people that are just want to know you're not going to hurt them. And they just want to come in, move and feel better. Yeah. You know, and I think our mission is we want to integrate fitness into people's lifestyles. So we have to meet them where they're at. And, you know, with our ads and our copy, it's like, let's just get you started. And then from there, slowly but surely we can start improving and progressing and building this into their lifestyle until they get to a point where maybe they do like pushing it in the gym every, you know, so often.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
The lifestyle client,
yeah. You know, so don't have to crush them.
Don't crush them right away.
Yeah.
Unless that's what your jam is at your gym. Cause that's the other side of it. We were just talking about this before. There's a guy in the local area. We both know him personally. You guys have probably seen all his ads. He says, hey, you know, I only work with you if you make $150,000 or more and you'll follow our blah, 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 or else, you know, we'll get you shredded or else your money back or whatever. Well, talking to a specific demographic. What if we were to say that here? We probably wouldn't get the same response.
No.
We have to really target that, you know, for him, it's that CEO level type, you know, just needs to be told what to do, high discipline guy or female. Yeah. I think it's guys. It's all guys, right?
His is all guys.
It's probably his wife's, the women's probably.
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyways, so think about your market. What are they going to react to? As you get older in the demos, they're going to need to know that they're not going to get hurt. That's really, they're probably one of the main concerns. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. So bring that into your ads, but position it away that it is an attractive solution, not unattractive. Because once you start saying, hey, this is going to be hard, grueling, we're going to be disciplined, you're going to be sore, you're going to lose people right off the jump. So don't put that in your ass.
Well, I think you have to go one direction or the other. You either have to be the guy that's like, yeah, I only work with people that want to get shredded and are willing to do whatever it takes, and that's your niche. Or you have to say, you have to work with the client that's like, hey, I just want to move. I want to work out. I know I need to, you know, do this, prioritize it as I age. The worst clients are the ones that are like, I need to lose 20 pounds in 20 days. It's like, how do we fulfill on that? That's not easy. We can't guarantee it. There's too many variables, and that person's going to leave once they do lose the 20 pounds or the 14 pounds or whatever before they even hit their goal. That's the worst client. So your ad definitely shouldn't speak to that. And I don't even know if that's allowed on Facebook anymore. It's like,
yeah, I'm sure there's ways to get that through. I'm sure there is. So,
yeah.
All right. So that was an easy topic, guys. The unattractive solution. We know that fitness technically is unattractive to the end consumer. Nobody wants what we're buying or selling. Nobody wants to buy what we're selling. We're selling a lifestyle that's a big change from what they're used to. We're selling, you know, throw the cookies away and the ice cream goes away. We're selling that. Nobody wants that. So in order to get somebody to come in, you can't say what I'm saying. You have to make it sound easy and attractive. So take a look at your ad copy, guys. What is it saying? Are you attracting the right folks? Are you attracting the folks that want that 20 pounds in 20 days type of scenario? And if you are, make some changes, right? Simple action. All right, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you guys. Go look at your ads, make an attractive solution. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.